From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Pentagon is now conceding it made a tragic mistake last month when an airstrike in Afghanistan left at least 30 people dead and dozens of others injured at a hospital there. The attack wound up destroying the hospital run by the group Doctors Without Borders. As NPR's Tom Bowman explains, it appears attackers simply hit the wrong location.
Once the coordinate pointed to a field, they started looking around that field for something that fit the description of the target. And they found something that looked like the target. They were fixated on that target, I'm told, and they decided to shoot at that target, and that was the hospital.
NPR's Tom Bowman, the military is agreeing to make reparations to the families of those killed or the individuals who were hurt. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is pledging to stand by France in the wake of the terror attacks in Paris, saying today her country will also do everything it can to prevent similar attacks from taking place. Merkel saying, "We are stronger than any terrorism. Nevertheless, terrorism must be fought with all possible force." Merkel made her remarks ahead of a working dinner with French President François Hollande. Yesterday, President Obama pledged to also stand by France in the wake of the attacks, which claimed 130 lives and left many others wounded. President Obama said today there is no specific and credible threat of a terror attack as the nation heads into the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the head of Homeland Security is making a similar assurance.
Speaking at Washington's Union Station before catching a train home for the holiday, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson said law enforcement and Homeland Security officials are working overtime to protect the public. Johnson urged Americans to go about their normal activities.
We want to encourage the public, as the holiday season begins, to travel, be with your family, celebrate the holidays, go to public events, go to public gatherings, but be vigilant and be aware.
Security has been stepped up at U.S. train stations and airports following the Paris attacks. Some 47 million Americans are expected to travel this holiday weekend. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Orders for durable goods, those are costly manufactured items designed to last, were up in October. Commerce Department says orders for durable goods rose 3%, led by a surge in demand for commercial aircraft. However, there was also an uptick in several other key categories, including machinery and computers. Those numbers are good news, especially for the manufacturing sector, which has struggled this year, in part due to the stronger dollar, which has made U.S. goods more expensive overseas. Stocks for a second straight trading session, largely treading water ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The three major U.S. stock market indices either posting small gains or losses. Markets close tomorrow with an abbreviated trading day scheduled for Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow was up a point today to end the session at 17,813. The S&P 500 closed down a fraction. The Nasdaq was up 13 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Republican presidential hopeful Marco Rubio is accusing the Obama administration of making the nation less safe instead of more secure. Traveling with his wife and children today, Rubio told supporters the U.S. needs to confront groups like the Islamic State directly, building a coalition of support. Rubio also criticized President Obama's recent deal with Iran to lift economic sanctions in exchange for curbs on that country's nuclear program. As millions of Americans get ready to roast their Thanksgiving Day turkeys, there is a word of advice from food safety experts. Don't rinse the birds. NPR's Dan Charles reports it could increase the risk of disease.
Many cooks rinse their meat, including a whole turkey, before putting it in the oven. The problem is raw meat, including poultry, sometimes carries disease-causing bacteria, like salmonella. And food safety experts at the Institute of Food Technologists say rinsing a turkey can splash that bacteria up to 2 feet away, potentially spreading bacteria across countertops and even nearby food. They say just cook the bird properly, at least to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. That will kill the bacteria. But do wash your hands before and after you handle an uncooked turkey. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Hurricane Sandra has now become a powerful Category 3 storm swirling in the waters off Mexico's Pacific coast, though at the moment the storm appears to pose no major threat to land. According to the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami, Sandra is the strongest hurricane in the eastern Pacific for this late in the year. Last check, the storm was packing 115-mile-per-hour winds with some higher gusts. Sandra centered some 485 miles southwest of Manzanilla, Mexico, moving northwest at 8 miles an hour. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.